Welcome to Talking in the Theater.
Welcome back.
With zipper noise as I open a backpack.
Pants. Backpack. We should have like a studio clap here. Oh, welcome our first contestant.
Okay, what are we talking about today?
Just adjusting my microphone.
What are we talking about today,
Morgan? We are talking about Jumanji 2, Welcome to the Jungle. It's Welcome to the Jungle, right?
Is it Jumanji 2, though?
Or is it random safari movie about a game?
Or is it, like, Pixels but not terrible? Or is it Pixels but terrible? We'll find out.
Dun, dun, dun.
After we don't have an intro.
You know what? Fine.
Yes, Morgan, what did you think of the movie?
We're starting with that. So thoughts beforehand, I guess, is kind of what I'm going to go with from that. I was very skeptical going into it because it's Jumanji. That was a big deal. It was a big deal in my childhood. So a reboot of it was kind of like, I don't know. I was very skeptical going into it. And in the end, as a movie that is not associated with Jumanji, it would be really good. But because, I don't know, maybe I'm just being picky, but because it was a Jumanji movie, it kind of, I wasn't really happy with how it compared to the first one, honestly.
Okay. Hey, you want a nicer chair?
I would like a nicer chair. Thank you. This thing is uncomfortable as heck. No, I won't.
Here we break for Morgan getting a nicer chair.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Get the exercise. Oh, I hit a chair. Oh, I hit a table. Oh, there's no chair.
Wow, just throwing. Morgan, just throwing.
But now I am comfortable.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Right, Robin?
That's not my name.
Oh, you guys will never understand that. Anyways.
Okay.
We start out, it's the 80s, something like that.
Yeah, it's the 80s.
And we see a kid rocking some awesome Metallica merch playing.
Yeah!
playing on his, what?
I
don't know what the comp...
I think it's like a Sega Genesis, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
But the game cartridge is an N64 cartridge. So it's not, it's confusing.
So it's some...
Choose what console you
some
want.
Some amalgamation of a console.
Might have been an Atari, even. I don't remember. It wasn't an N64, though.
And what, a parent brings in this board game and was like, hey, I know you like games, this isn't the line, but I'm improvising something.
You're
and he was
way
like,
higher than me.
And...
It's fine.
And he was like... that's lame. Video games are so hip. Andrew's gonna set his levels. Or he's gonna set my levels. Now I'm really quiet.
Okay.
Are we good?
Maybe.
Ooh, that's pretty nice.
Yeah, okay. That's let's go nice. With okay. Let's go with this. We'll fix it later.
We're not professional. It's okay. So yeah, he says video games are lame, board games are lame, and he just keeps playing his video game.
Dang
but
right.
Then once he goes to sleep, there's this blinding light.
It's and, green.
Yes, and when he opens the board game, the signature Jumanji board game case, in it sits an N64 game.
That he puts into his Sega Genesis or Atari or whatever.
And Jumanji. And then he gets sucked into the game.
Heck yeah.
Fast forward.
A lot of years to 2016 or whatever. 2017 maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Where our main character is playing, what, like a PlayStation 4 or whatever?
Oh, heck yeah.
Oh, heck yeah, there. and he, yeah, playing games, talking to himself.
Yep.
Very obviously a nerd.
Is his name Spencer? His name is Spencer, right?
Yeah, Spencer.
Okay.
That's awkward. and then his buddy calls him up and is like, yo, you got that thing done? And he's like, yeah. And then he finishes up. We find out that he's doing this guy's papers for him. Not that important. They meet, exchange papers.
His friend is like, he's this cool sports guy. He don't have no time
he
for
that.
He
ain't got no time for that. He got to focus on his sport edumacation.
And he dumb.
Oh, he dumb. Oh, he real dumb. Fast forward.
Do we ever know his name other than Fridge? Okay, it's Anthony.
Yeah, Anthony. But then, okay, so fast forward to school. They get called and they go to detention. Our other character, Bethany, is on her phone in class. She goes to detention. And then...
Did you mention Martha?
Martha, she's back talking the gym teacher, and she also goes to detention.
And she screws up, and she's like, I want to do something with my life. I don't want to be stuck as, like, a gym teacher.
And the gym teacher's like...
Oh, really?
That's how you feel? So, yeah, pretty much... So I love the line where it's like, I just don't understand. What is it like? Throw a ball in a hoop and touchdown, 3 points, or touchdown, 5 points, or whatever she says. And then the gym teacher's like, "There's a lot of points that are wrong with that."
I mean, you run around the bases after you throw the ball in the basket, and then you kick something through a fork.
You kick the puck through the fork, and you're in there. Okay.
And then that's called a goal, right? Wait, no, it's not. It's called.
We're putting way too much time into this bit. Okay, so fast forward, they're in detention. They have to take staples out of something because they have to recycle all those newspapers. Yeah,
the principal who gives them this task is Sean from The Good Place, by the way, and that's great.
The gym teacher is the mom from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Blonde mom. So... they're doing that, and Fridge is messing around.
Because he don't have no time.
He don't got no time for that. He don't make the nerds work. And then he finds a game, and then they're like, yeah, video games, let's go.
Except not Martha, though.
Because Martha's too cool for that.
No, she's not cool enough for that.
Fair.
Somehow.
Too not cool for that. Anyways, then they set it up somehow, and everybody's picking.
They plug it into one of those TV carts that they would wheel around in the.
TV carts were they were awesome
in
man.
Elementary school and probably later than that when it wasn't.
I still had one of those little slide projector things when I was in kindergarten, so...
Yeah, so did we.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I assume that they had TV cards in other schools. They just moved on from that by the time that we got out of that hellhole.
Yes. Anyways, then... after they convince Martha to play, all of them are in.
Yep, they choose their character. Yep, so... Alex, the nerdy kid. Or Spencer, god dang it.
Alex?
That's his actor's name. I have it up on the screen.
Oh, okay. You nerd.
So, he chooses Dr. Smolder Bravestone.
Smolder Bravestone.
What is, and then, Fridge, that's his name.
Fridge, totally.
He chooses.
What?
Something Moose.
Moose? Well, he thinks moose, it's Moose.
Air quotes. Because he's dumb and he can't read.
He don't read.
It said Mouse.
Yeah, it said Mouse, though.
Although, in some of the trailers, it actually did say Moose.
It did, yes. Anyways, Bethany chooses Dr. Shelley, air quotes, the curvy genius, which... Yeah. Not the curvy that she was thinking about.
Yeah.
And Martha...
I like to imagine that, like, this game, it chooses, like, the descriptions to appeal to the people.
The console started to glow then, and, like, the light from before...
So they get sucked into the video game did. And then they have to... Then they are in a video game. They don't really know what's going on. Frickin' Bethany's not too happy because she's a fat guy.
She's in Jack Black, skinny, popular blonde girl, is now in Jack Black's body.
I'm kind of surprised that they made Jack Black call himself fat.
Yeah.
But that's fine.
Spencer, the skinny nerd, is now The Rock.
Yeah.
Which is very awesome.
Yeah.
Fridge, very tall, muscular
athletic guy
Fridge.
Is now Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart, 5'5", whatever.
He's shorter than me. He's very short.
Yeah, very short.
He might
short.
Be 5'4".
Really? And height. Martha...
Yeah, he's 5'4".
Really? Martha, the quiet, nerdy girl, is now... What? Her name is literally like Killer of Men or something.
That's her... Ruby Roundhouse.
Yeah, Ruby Roundhouse, Killer of Men.
Yeah, Karen Gill. She's Karen Gill.
Yeah. And the person who played Nebula. Fun fact.
And then they do a bunch of video game stuff.
Yeah,
and
they start to get chased by something, and then
And hijinks ensue. Eventually, they meet Nick Jonas, Jefferson.
Wow, you really skipped a lot of stuff.
I mean, like, we don't have to go over the whole plot. It's not really that interesting. The interesting stuff is us discussing the plot.
Fair, fair.
So eventually they meet Nick Jonas. We will
have discussions.
They meet Nick Jonas, who's Jefferson. Seaplane McDonough.
The guy who was abducted earlier.
Yeah. He's been here for like 4 months, air quotes. Yeah, air quotes. It's actually been 30
And by the way, their goal in the movie is to take
this crystal idol
of Jumanji, whatever.
Take it to
the panther statue and say the name of Jumanji.
Yeah. And so they meet him. More things happen. We have some character growth.
Yep.
They almost lose the idol.
There's fights.
And then they kill Kevin Hart to get it back.
Yeah, everybody dies several times.
Yeah, and eventually we're all at the end of the game. Everyone has one life left. By the way, they had 3 lives. If they run out of lives, they presumably actually die.
Yeah.
That's never actually tested addressed. For obvious reasons.
Yeah, because don't want to risk that.
But that's the assumption. And they have to figure out, they essentially have to all overcome their problems that they had when they came into the video game. Dwayne Johnson has to be fearless and not see a squirrel and die because he fell out of a tree.
Yeah, he's like, there's so much pollen, so many diseases, and like
he climbs up a tree and he's like, okay, I feel good. See a squirrel.
Yeah, doesn't he die too?
Yeah, he dies.
He dies because he sees a squirrel and falls out of a tree.
And so they do. That's how he gets down to his last life.
Yeah, that's right. Because he gets pushed by Fridge, and then
And Martha has to like not be a
Venom, right? Venom makes her die.
Yeah, Martha has to not be a coward. Also, I think that's like her thing.
Yeah, because the whole point of the characters like, is that they're the opposite in who they. Yeah. Not who they want to be, but like,
and then
kind of the opposite, so they gain appreciation. Yep.
And so they win,
obviously, because
frickin' Spencer and Martha, they get together because they told each other they had a crush on each other.
Which is a hilarious scene, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
It's done. We're done. We're done.
That was
goodbye.
That was a lot less. Can we do an outro? No, I'm just kidding. That was
no outro.
Very a very short synopsis for us.
Yeah.
So, but this is kind of controversial, maybe you could say.
The movie?
Yeah. I don't know. It doesn't make any statements, but like, it's a Jumanji movie.
Yeah. So what was your problem with it? Hey.
It's that I don't know. The vibe from the original Jumanji was kind of gone, I guess. Like, I don't know how to describe it. I guess I kind of have the mentality of like, whatever, like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, I guess. And to me, Jumanji is like perfect. It's a great movie, hilarious, good action, whatever. And this movie, I feel like in some ways just kind of used the name to get some sales.
Okay. So what was the appeal for the original Jumanji to you?
The appeal?
What made it so great?
Just that it was different. Like it was an original idea. It had, I don't know. It was very, there was more like, I don't know. There was more tension. There was more, I don't know. It was a different vibe than the other one had. I guess it was.
But what
other appeal? Like
what was this? What was the first one that you're so that what was in the first one that you thought was so amazing? That just ignore the second one for now.
Ignore the second one. The first one that was so amazing. I don't know, very, very good actors. Just overall, it was it was just good. It was different. It did well. I don't know if there's really like one thing where I'm like, this is the thing that sold me on Jumanji.
Okay. Okay.
I was just like, it was just it's a cool movie.
Okay.
Cool old classic, like everybody knows Jumanji kind of thing.
Okay. So, I mean, as a film, like, what do you think of the second one? Just ignoring
as a film, Jumanji. I liked it.
Okay.
As a comedy, very much not like Jumanji movie, I loved it.
Okay. But I mean, I'm still not really getting. So
I don't. It's not like.
Because I mean, the biggest difference from it to me is that the second Jumanji stars, you know, high schoolers, and the first one is about kids.
Well, this is,
and someone who might as well be a kid.
Yeah. I feel like that also that had some. I guess they kind of had that because they had the Nick Jonas character and he'd been there for a while.
Yeah.
But it was a lot more, I don't know. It was just different. Maybe it's not, I don't know. It was just different. There was a lot of drama brought into it and it was, yeah. I feel like it wasn't as much about the actual like game.
Okay. So, what, I'm trying to think.
I don't even know how to say here. What I really want to say. Like, there's just,
I'm trying to come up with questions to sort of draw that out of you, but.
Yeah.
So. So do you think, what do you think of this as a sequel? Because, like, in theory, it's a direct sequel, right?
In, like, yes.
Like, that's
because
how they
there's a lot of things
it.
They bring up yeah. Alan, right?
No, they don't. They don't. Okay. Well, they say his name one time because Seaplanes, Nick Jonas's house has Alan Parrish was here scribed into it.
Yeah.
And so they're like, who's Alan Parrish? Oh, I don't know.
They bring him up. So, I mean, really, I feel like it's definitely supposed to be.
Yeah. So what do you think of the fact that this is supposedly all taking place in a video game? Because there are parts of that I really like and parts of that I think make the film quite a bit weaker.
I like it. I feel like it's a good, instead of just having them play a board game again, I feel like I would dislike it more. But I don't know. It's kind of interesting. I can see what you mean about being good and bad at the same time, yeah. I guess.
So here are my thoughts on that. So, you know, they use it. They make fun of, you know, video game tropes quite a bit. Like, oh, if you keep talking to this guy, he'll just keep saying the same thing.
Which is true for a lot of games. Did the CPUs or whatever just say a lot of the same stuff over and over?
And like why is he, oh, I think he's an NPC and blah blah blah. And the one and like, you know, the rigid adherence to rules sometimes, or like the arbitrary things being important, like cake.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, so just in case you haven't seen it, for whatever
I'm still black.
Yeah, so Kevin, so Kevin Hart's character Mouse, he they all have these strengths and weaknesses, except for Dwayne Johnson. He has no weaknesses.
He has nothing.
And so one of Mouse's weaknesses is cake. Okay. And so they're at this market at one point, and Bethany, and they're like all hungry because it's been like 3 days or something, and Bethany's like so hungry, so she grabs these rations and starts eating them. Oh, this is such good bread.
And oh, so, yeah, Jesus.
And so Mouse grabs one and eats it, And then the dude says, and he's like, "Listen, Brad, this is cake." And the dude goes, "Oh yeah, that's my famous pound cake." And he actually does sound kind of Canadian. Yeah. I'm not just doing that.
No, I know. Yeah.
I'm not just doing that for other to make fun of Canadians. I love Canada.
Canada.
Love it.
Love it.
So, and so he's like, oh, okay. I guess it's probably fine. It probably just means cake's my weakness. Like, I can't resist it, you know? And then he explodes.
I love the part where she's like, I haven't had bread in forever. And he starts to go, like, how do you not know what bread tastes like? And then he just stops himself because he's just like, no, okay.
And the best part was how he was when they meet Seaplane. He's like, he's asking him, like, you know, all their strengths and weaknesses. And Kevin Hart's just like, cake makes me explode.
Cake makes me explode. Yes. That's so good. There's a lot of funny parts.
Stuff like that you know, is a real strength of it being a video game. But the problems come up with, like, I mean, you know, it doesn't really give the characters room to explore. They're it's not like a movie. Like, I'm following them. I have to advance the plot of the movie. It's like, oh, well, the game says that we are supposed to go there next, so I guess we're going to go there next. Like,
yeah.
The plot advancement is baked into the movie.
It feels very, like, robotic.
Yeah.
Like, very much, like, very forced. Like, very, this is where it ends. This is where,
I mean, and I'll give it some credit. Like, it was, like, in my opinion, this is the first movie that's, like, used video games really well.
Yes.
Like, you know, and it's a good movie, despite all the things I just complained about. Because, like, you know, you think about things that involve video games before this. You have, like, real early attempts, like that one that was basically just an ad for Nintendo, right?
The Mario?
The Wizard, I think it's called.
I don't know.
I'm not talking about, like, a movie based on Mario or a movie based on Zelda. I'm talking about movies that are about video game. Yeah, it's called The Wizard, 1989. It was basically an ad for Nintendo. It's not
okay. Good.
And then, you know, more recently we've seen like Pixels. You know, obviously this one. Even more recently, there was Ready Player One, which has its own problems. It's okay.
You liked the book, though.
Ready Player One? Yeah.
Really?
The movie is better than the book.
Okay, wow.
But, like, it's a bad Spielberg movie.
Okay.
So, this is the, you know, Pixels. It's pretty bad. Have you seen Pixels?
I have seen Pixels. It's kind of just stupid.
Yeah.
Like, it's just kind of stupid. Like,
yeah. My favorite summary of it was, like, if you don't find it at least a little funny that Kevin James plays the president, you're not going to like this movie.
I liked the beginning. I like Sandler. I love Sandler. He's hilarious.
That's going to get you into some hot water there.
What, is there controversy?
No, some people just really hate Sandler.
Really? Why?
Because they think he's dumb.
Well, yeah, but that's kind of why he's funny.
Yeah.
That's kind of his whole thing.
Fair.
Right?
Yeah, it is.
But okay.
Like, they think it's, like, stupid people comedy, I guess is what I meant.
For the most part, it is stupid. Like, Jack and Jill, I hate that movie. I'm not saying I like every... Bedtime Story. Have you seen Bedtime Story?
No.
Oh, that's such a good movie. It's like it's his weekend or whatever, and he's like tells them all these bedtime stories, but they start to like come to life, and it's good. There's good.
Yeah, like, and just to clarify, this is the first live action movie that I can think of that uses video games well. Wreck-It Ralph came out, you know, four or five years before this, and Wreck-It Ralph is amazing.
Wreck-It Ralph is awesome.
But yeah,
listen to our Wreck-It Ralph podcast. Anyways, go on.
So
plot, I agree. It was very strange. It was very
They could have done things that would have made it
like everything. Definitely, it felt like levels, yeah. And like, not like games that flow into levels, but it felt like Mario, or this level, then this level, and then this level,
and then there's a big black screen, and it's like the next level is happening.
But terrible video game noise there.
So do you have anything else you want to say?
Like, I don't know.
Before I start to talk about other interesting things that come from a reboot being made 20 some years after the original.
I don't know. I guess I'm still trying to figure out how to say what I want to say, but
okay.
I don't know. Good. I'm not against it. As a Jumanji movie, I was disappointed.
Okay.
Other than that, good, funny movie.
Yeah, it was a comedy action movie.
Comedy phenomenal. Movie. Phenomenal. I thought it was hilarious. I left a lot.
Yeah, no one... Yeah, I mean, before anyone says anything, you know, no one's going to go to the theater to buy a ticket to a movie like this and want some emotionally moving experience. It's just,
no.
It's just fun. You just want it to be fun.
It's fun. There's no, like, drama, heartbreak, whatever. It's just fun.
Yep. So, okay. So now I want to talk about the development of this movie, because this is interesting. So plans for a Jumanji sequel were originally put ahead by Sony Pictures. God damn, I can't talk anymore, apparently.
You're good.
I keep saying, like, CT, apparently. Or no, just, I keep saying, like, ch, where I mean s. It's weird. So... Wikipedia, everybody, as reported by Ain't It Cool News, reported with an S.
Very official.
So, you know, it was in development. And apparently the original plot of the sequel involved John Cooper, the POTUS, buying Jumanji from an old antique store in Europe and bringing it to the White House to play with his children. One of whom, Butch, just wants a dad. He doesn't want his dad to be, like, the most powerful man in the free world who's busy all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
So Cooper then gets sucked into the world of Jumanji with his kids, paving the way for his evil vice president, who was designed to be played by Steve Buscemi, to rise to power as Cooper's replacement under the 25th Amendment. Because, you know... When president goes bye-bye, we need a president still.
Yep.
Inside the game, Cooper would have teamed up with hybrid animals who were going to be animated with CGI. And then it doesn't really... And then it just kind of goes into how there were prototype drawings with... Like, okay, I'm going to read the sentence to you. This is a really badly written sentence. Thanks, Wikipedia. Inside the game, Cooper would have teamed up with hybrid animals, which were going to be animated with CGI, and Sony Pictures Consumer Products Executive, VP of Worldwide Consumer Products, Peter Dang, revealed prototypes drawing of animals that may have appeared in the film, all designed by Ken Ralston, who served as a visual effects supervisor in the original film, and was planned to make his directorial debut with Jumanji 2, slated for a Christmas 2000 release date. That was one sentence!
No.
Yes!
How?
So many commas.
Oh my gosh.
So, plans stalled after Ralston stepped down. Although the DVD commentary of the first film still references a potential sequel directed by Ralston. Mm-hmm. So, in July 2012, rumors started to circulate again that a reboot of Jumanji was in development. In an interview with The Hollywood Reporter, Columbia Pictures president Doug Belgrad said, "We're going to try to reimagine Jumanji and update it for the present." Eventually, we found out Matthew Tolmach would produce it and would produce it with William Teetler? Teetler, I guess?
Close enough.
T-E-I-T-E-R? Or T-E-I-T-L-E-R? He who produced the original. And then 2015, it was announced that it was slated for its Christmas 2016 release. And online reception to the news was immediately negative. This is something we can talk about. With some saying the announcement came too soon after the August 2014 death of Robin Williams.
That also, I don't know. What? Maybe I'm just like, yeah, Robin Williams. But like, that was kind of... a big thing for his career, like Jumanji. That was
I mean, my opinion on honoring people in stuff like this is like, I mean, you wanted to make money with the first one. You want to make money with the second one. Why does it matter if one of the actors died? I don't get why people care about that. I probably will get roasted for that.
Probably.
But
see, I feel like that's kind of why I'm like, because I feel like it's like a jungle survival action comedy, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But then they put like Jumanji's name on it.
Yeah.
I feel like, I don't know, I feel like the Jumanji part was kind of forced.
I think that Jumanji sucking you into a jungle and making you do all this stuff is a natural progression from the first one, where all the jungle things come to the real world. I think that is a natural progression.
Yeah. But, I don't know. It was different from the first one. And I guess maybe I'm being picky. I probably am being picky, but I just...
Okay.
I don't...
Okay. Okay, well, yeah, we don't know anything about, like, early things to do with the plot or anything when this was in development. However, I want to talk about this. So, originally Nick Jonas and Karen Gillan were not supposed to be part of the film. Originally, really? Their roles were given to Tom Holland and Shailene Woodley, respectively. What do you think of that?
I could easily see Tom Holland being there. I don't know the other actress.
Shailene Woodley is the person who, she hasn't done anything in a while. So originally she did like a bunch of teen movies where she was like, essentially she played the good girl in high school over and over and over, for a while. So like she was the main character in The Secret Life of the American Teenager. She was one of the main characters in The Spectacular Now, which was a really critically acclaimed movie. She had two breakout roles in 2014, which she was Triss in Divergent.
I've seen that.
And well, you've heard of it, right?
Yeah.
She was the main character.
Main character
in Divergent, and Hazel in The Fault in Our Stars.
I've seen that, but I've heard of it.
Main character in that, and then since Divergent, and since that ended, did Allegiant ever actually come out? Because like, wasn't that delayed a bunch of times?
I think so.
It did. It did.
I disliked the book. That's going to be a very unpopular opinion, but I disliked it.
It's not going to be an unpopular opinion. There was supposed to be a fourth movie, I'm pretty sure. No, a lot of people don't like it.
Oh, everybody was reading it. I remember in middle school, everybody read it, and everybody was like, you need to read Divergent.
Yeah,
but I think it's just because it was kind of like a trend.
Yeah, I think there was supposed to be a fourth movie, but that never got made.
There was three books.
Yeah, but like they always split the last book into two movies now.
Yeah.
The fourth and final film, Ascendant, was originally scheduled to debut in June 2017.
Huh.
Yeah, there were only three books because we got a stretch. And then since that, she had a minor role in Snowden. She was in a couple video shorts, apparently. She was in a movie called Adrift, which I've never heard of.
Me either.
She was in Big Little Lies for a while. And that's it. She has done nothing since Divergent. It's crazy. So yeah, apparently she was originally supposed to play Karen Gillan's spot.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know how good Shailene Woodley would have been at that. You know, love Shailene Woodley.
I don't know anything. Well, to be fair, besides Guardians of the Galaxies, I don't know anything else that other actress is in.
Karen Gillan's in a lot of stuff.
I just have never really looked into it. Okay, and I think I kind of know what I'm saying. I feel like Jumanji is such a like a classic, such a respected movie, and that it should have been just left as it is. Is that?
Oh, look, it's
this Jumanji fan theory could change everything. And the site can't be reached.
So I just finished watching Welcome to the Jungle. Apart from the funny parts, I didn't think really think the movie was all that great. But it's a comedy! That's how comedies work. Okay, so
in order to discuss this plot hole, oh, there is a plot hole.
Okay. So what if the game, what if like the characters, they, what if they were like slowly becoming their characters? Because like we see Spencer and Martha sort of, you know, really quickly morph into this, or for the most part at least, morph into this personality of their characters.
Yeah. Because that's who they want to be.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So this is saying that like in the other, in the other, like, okay, so if we think of Alex as being like Alan Parrish going back, and then the kids join the game.
Alex? Who's Alex?
The guy who got sucked back in this movie. Oh, the
80s guy.
If we imagine him as Alan and then the kids as Judy and Peter who joined the game in the original one.
Uh-huh.
In that, in the original one, the kids do not remember like it ever happening. Because they go through, because once they win the game, it takes them back to the time when they started, because they missed all that time. And then when they, it has like a flash forward where they meet the kids, because they actually got to live their life, and the kids don't recognize them. They don't know who they are. But in this one,
yeah, they how do. How did that work? Did
I
that
don't know. That's kind
that's
of
dumb.
That is dumb.
There is something I will say about that though. This movie did a good job, because it was setting itself up for in while they were in the game for a Bethany Alex romance.
Yeah.
So it would have been like so much easier for them to bring Alex back into the present, but they didn't. They followed the canon of the original movie.
Yeah.
They did good.
How does time work in Jumanji?
Good job.
In middle age, but Alex. Oh, there's another thing. Alex has not gained years. Like, he started, like, years ago.
Yeah.
And, like, Alan, when he pops out, he goes from, like, a teenager to being, like, middle aged.
But Alan was in it as Alan.
That's a good
whereas
point.
Whereas Alex was
I was
in
thinking
it as a
that
video
too.
Game. Video
like,
game
that's
characters
just a character. They do. They do. It happens in Assassin's Creed, but
good for you. The Assassin's Creed is never a video game.
Fine. Okay. So that's interesting. To
Jumanji's of a massive plot hole in Jumanji: Welcome to the Jungle. We can't explain.
I mean, that's what I just
news.
Read.
News.com.au. Why is like that's a pretty good URL. Why is this presumably serious publication worrying about this?
Does pay tribute to the original movie?
And Robin Williams, like Alan Parrish, does remember, doesn't he?
In the yeah, he film? Remembers,
but the kids don't.
Do not.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same. The same circumstances apply. The kids, like he goes back to his life. The kids weren't even born yet.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
but they remember.
Yeah.
So because really,
yeah.
He went back. So I get
yeah, they didn't.
So
they
I guess
joined.
This is saying that the game just gave him back his timeline. I guess. But, like, in the other game, it's saying, like, they actually sent him back, like, in time. Because he was in, I guess, the future, technically, and then went back to his time. So, I don't know. I don't know anything about time, space crap, so whatever I just said could be totally stupid, but
I have no idea what you just said.
Okay, fine, never mind.
No, I want to know what you're trying
so
to
I'm
say.
So, I'm, like, so I guess this time it's explain. I'm trying to rationalize why they would remember. Like, so did they just kind of like,
I mean,
did they just bring Alex, like the game, did it just put Alex back into the current time frame, but give him all of his, like, give him all the experiences that he would have had if he never went in?
So you're saying, did Alex, like, Alex, you're essentially, I feel like this is a philosophical question.
It kind of is at this point.
Did Alan ever experience the rest of his life, or did he just appear in 2018 as if he had? It's Last Thursdayism. Do you know what that is?
No.
So Last Thursdayism is this, like, it's a joke philosophical idea that, I mean, you know, the universe came into existence last Thursday.
Metal fried lizard brain. I'm offended by that.
So the universe came. So Last Thursdayism is this idea that universe came into existence last Thursday with all our memories and everything intact. And so therefore we can never be sure that we existed before last Thursday.
Wait, one more time?
So it's this idea, like, if the universe came into existence last Thursday, in like this, and like everyone existed, everyone's memories were intact and everything, how would that be any different from if the universe had actually started billions of years ago?
True.
Yeah, it's last Thursday, isn't
deep,
it?
Deep, bro. Yeah, I guess that's kind of what I'm saying, is that, I don't know, it just kind of, I guess, what this movie is saying is that I just spat him out with his memories, because otherwise, if it sent him back, it never would have happened, and he would have lived his life. He would have not known the kids. The kids wouldn't have remembered.
Okay.
Right?
Maybe, yeah.
Because if he beat the game, he would have come out of the game.
Yeah.
Unless he remembered them from the future, they wouldn't recognize him because they wouldn't have been born.
They don't search him out.
Yeah, they
just run into him.
Do they really?
Yeah, they just run into him at the old house that was abandoned, except it's not anymore. Which, like, where did Spencer and Fridge meet that morning if that house was all normal and everything? Like, the time warp thing just screws everything up.
Yeah.
Quite frankly.
Mm-hmm.
In the first one, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's
Wait a minute.
Andrew has something to talk about with us.
Apparently, it was considered. Yeah, there were multiple endings that were considered.
I'm reading something about an alternate ending.
Dwayne Johnson's character. So Spencer almost actually stayed in the game.
Well, he did in this version too.
No, but like that was almost the ending.
Oh,
it
really?
Ended with him staying in the game. In previous versions, there was more of Spencer wanting to stay in the game with Martha. We made way more of that.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Black says Dwayne Johnson was the one who actually wanted to stay because he had the best avatar. He had his own body with all his strengths.
Yeah.
Another ending considered included everyone getting sucked into the game again. Originally, when Alex and Morgan. It was Morgan.
I do.
Oh. So.
Isn't that?
I guess that's his wife, name? I think. I think Morgan is his wife.
Oh.
The context here leads me to assume it's his wife. Okay. So, another ending included, so them, you know, walking, the four of them meeting, and Alex figuring out which ones they are and stuff, right? And he goes, and then he and his wife kiss, and they start to hear drums, and they get a notification on their phones saying
that
there was a thing.
Ooh. That's interesting.
Yeah.
If they make another Jumanji movie, though, I probably won't
watch
it.
There's a sequel in development.
Are you joking me?
No. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle 2.
Really? Upcoming movie, Jumanji 3. Excuse me. Darn.
Untitled IMDb page. Untitled Jumanji Welcome to the Jungle sequel.
Well, I was just clicking through because I hadn't heard of this actress, and it said upcoming film, Jumanji 3. Is it actually?
This is a fan-made. Oh, god dang it. I bumped my mic again. This is a fan-made poster for it.
Oh.
Fan-made, though.
There's was that actually a post-credits thing that happened, or is that just...
What do you mean, a credits thing?
Like... Did that notification thing actually happen? No, or is it just
that was a considered ending?
That would have been probably better. Cool. That would have been pretty cool. I mean, that's not how notifications work, but okay.
Wait, what? Oh my god, I'm so confused right now. Okay, here we go. So in that article, when he goes, originally when Alex and Morgan kiss, He's calling Spencer and Martha by the actors' names. Alex is Spencer's kid actor name and kid actor's name. And so when Spencer and Martha kiss, that's what that means. I was confused.
Oh, okay.
I love how IMDb has the cast, and then they have Karen Gillan, Dwayne Johnson, Kevin Hart, Danny DeVito, Jack Black.
Also, IMDb is saying that the actress for Bethany, it has her as young Bethany, even though it's always Bethany. It's just her as a character.
I mean, I don't know how you really distinguish between Bethany.
Just say she's Bethany.
But then who's Karen? Who do you call Jack Black then? Who's he play?
He plays the character. He plays Dr. Shelley, whatever.
Okay. Because I think how they credited it is Dwayne Johnson played Spencer, and then Alex Wolff played
But they don't change in age, though.
I mean, they kind of do. Their characters are all adult. It's debatable. It's debatable.
But they don't... Okay, fine. Whatever. Whatever. Yeah, whatever.
I think Jumanji 3 might be filming.
Oh, my God.
It started filming February 15th.
Jesus. Okay. So it's a thing.
Yes. How do you feel about this?
I just want it to be, like, left alone. I just want it to be, like, it was good. It was really good. It's popular. It's whatever. But now, I don't know. It just doesn't feel like a very sincere tribute.
It's Hollywood, man. There's no such thing as a sincere tribute.
So, then it just turns into, like, it's just to get money.
But Morgan, Columbia needs money.
I guess, and I mean, it's kind of about the money, but I don't know, it's just kind of annoying.
I mean, Jumanji 2 only made them, Only made them. Jumanji only made them $1 billion in gross at the box office. They need more.
Yeah. I don't know. I think this one's going to do worse, honestly. They didn't really leave it with any indication. They left it with a good ending.
I think that you could start... I think you could start the movie with, like... Okay, so...
They could start, like, after that happened. They could still make that...
Yeah, here's cold open, how you do the sequel here.
Yeah.
So you start with a cold open on Spencer at night in his bed.
Yeah.
And then you, like, look at him for 5 seconds. Then you cycle through all the main cast.
Yeah.
You have
get all the notifications.
Metallica guy. Yeah. You have Martha, Bethany, Fridge. And then you cut back to Spencer.
Mm.
You have him jump up like from a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have his phone get a notification.
Fair. Or you and have then, them like then, all get a notification.
No, and then
But nope. Why would they go?
No, let me finish. So he gets his notification, he looks at his phone, and then again you cut to all the main cast looking at their phones.
Yeah, okay.
And then you cut to the next day.
I'm just annoyed. Because it's very blatantly like it's just for money. That's what it feels like for me. Maybe I'm just stupid. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not a fan.
Okay. So, anything else you want
to
say?
Anything else? We have to rate it.
Yeah. Before that.
Oh, yes. Go on, sir.
No, do you have anything?
Oh.
I'm done.
I don't know. It's... For a comedy movie, it was good. For a Jumanji movie, I was not thrilled.
Okay, so it's Captain Morgan.
Yes.
So out of...
Wait, I had a thing that I was sitting on.
Okay.
Because you know how Spencer...
This is why I asked Spencer, you if you had anything else to say. Good God. Okay.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying I have a metric.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you know how Spencer gets all buff?
Yeah.
What if we go by the roughly 650 muscles that are in the human body?
That's too much. How about out of six abs?
Out of six abs?
Of six.
Or does Rock have a six pack or an eight pack?
You gotta have a six pack.
This is gonna be great in my search history. Rock abs.
Doing Dwayne Johnson shirtless.
I think yours is worse.
He does.
You can't even tell.
Yeah,
he just kind of washboard.
I think he has a six pack.
We could just call it.
I would,
but out of six seems really small though. But a lot of guys with some gross abs.
I mean, we did it out of six guitar strings for Coco.
Did we actually?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, fine. We should have done it out of eight. For For eight string, we make it gent.
Out of the six abs in Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Out of six abs. No, out of... No, that'd be too small. And a massive left pec. Anyways, that's...
This spiraled.
Out of six abs. This is hard. Because... Okay, as Jumanji 2, Welcome to the Jungle, I'm going to give it a 2.
As untitled comedy action movie 2017, what would you give it?
5. 4. 4.5.
I'd say 5.
5, 4.5, something around there.
Five abs.
There's just a vibe, a feeling that's not, it's not present, and I just don't like it.
Okay.
I don't know. That's just what it is.
Okay.
It would take a lot to convince me otherwise.
Okay. So, anything else you have to say? Any final thoughts?
Nothing that comes to mind.
Okay, how would you feel if they made Jumanji 3?
But when?
No.
We said it's a when.
Let me finish the sentence.
Fine.
How would you feel if they made Jumanji 3? They had like something starring Dwayne Johnson, Jack Black.
Yeah, they're all going to be back.
Or something along the... How would you feel if they made a spiritual successor to Welcome to the Jungle that was not called Jumanji? How would you feel about that?
So they made a follow-up... What?
They made... Do you know what a spiritual
successor... No, I have no idea.
It's a sequel. It's like, okay. So like a spiritual successor is usually like when someone else makes something in the same vein. It's not, how would you feel about them making something that is similar, but just not calling it Jumanji? See, you're not happy with it.
See, it's just kind of a ripoff, right?
No.
I don't know how I would feel. Because I'm not even sure I know how I feel about the other thing.
Okay, fine.
I'm very lost. Because it was good, but I don't know. Maybe it just had too much hype. I had too high of expectations. Who knows what it was. I can't say that I enjoyed it. You don't have to listen to me. I'm 16.
Okay.
But that is my two cents on the matter.
Morgan doesn't know what he thinks.
Don't
trust him.
He doesn't.
Goodbye.
It's not very positive, though. We're there. I don't know how to describe the feeling that I have for this movie. It's just kind of, it's a weird movie.
Morgan, I know how to describe it. I think that you have mild nausea.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, goodbye.
Adios, fam lamb. Yep.